the wife discovered he had two OCBC accounts with at least $508,000, and he also transferred $537,000 from an undisclosed bank account to pay for a property in their son's name. Sensing that divorce was on the horizon, the husband executed a strategic financial move to shield his assets. This tactic is often called a scorched earth campaign and involves making it difficult or impossible for one spouse to claim a fair share of assets. Divorce can sometimes resemble an all-out war, with spouses battling over assets and their feelings. In a recent case in Singapore, a husband attempted a scorched earth campaign to prevent his wife from getting her fair share of the assets. A 21-year marriage came to an end when the wife, 54, filed for divorce in 2018, citing her husband's extramarital affairs. This case involved substantial money and assets, making the division of assets a contentious issue. Sensing that divorce was on the horizon, the husband executed a strategic financial move to shield his assets. This tactic is often called a scorched earth campaign and involves making it difficult or impossible for one spouse to claim a fair share of assets. 5 days before the divorce papers were served, the husband transferred his 96% shareholding of his company to his elderly parents and a friend. He argued that these shares were no longer his to share with his wife and claimed the company was almost worthless after he left. The wife believed this was a scheme to hide his assets, as the husband continued to sign company checks even after he left. She argued that the company remained profitable, serving well-known customers and clients. A valuation in 2021 estimated the shares at only $80,000. Still, the judge saw through this tactic and assessed their value at around $2.7 million. The husband also transferred his 50% stake in another company to a friend just a month after the divorce filing. This stake was worth less than $20,000 and was added back to the pool of assets for the division later on. The husband also withdrew $510,000 from a bank account. He closed it just 2 days after receiving the divorce papers, leading to suspicion about the timing. The wife discovered he had two OCBC accounts with at least $508,000, and he also transferred $537,000 from an undisclosed bank account to pay for a property in their son's name. The judge later ruled that the funds from the OCBC accounts should be included in the asset pool and the sum for their son's property. To keep assets from his wife, the husband sold an insurance policy worth about $34,000 on the very day after his wife's lawyers requested more information. The judge considered this an act of wrongful dissipation and included the total value of the policy, about $60,000, in the matrimonial pool. After returning all the shares and cash that had been moved, the court had $4.7 million in assets to divide. The husband earned substantially more, with a monthly income of between $14,000 to $16,000, while his wife's take-home pay was much lower at only around $4,900. However, the wife had been the primary caregiver for their son and had taken care of him during an accident as well. The judge decided she deserved 65% of the credit for her contributions, especially given the husband's limited contact with the child after leaving the matrimonial home in 2018. Ultimately, the husband received 60% of the assets, totaling about $2.8 million, while his ex-wife was awarded about $1.8 million. Notably, around 80% of her share came from assets ex-husband had attempted to hide earlier. This case highlights the lengths some individuals may go to deny their spouse a fair share of assets during a divorce. However, the legal system in Singapore is designed to ensure that such tactics fail. Judges carefully consider the facts and motivations behind asset transfers, aiming to provide a just and equitable division of wealth. Transparency, fairness, and a thorough understanding of the legal process are crucial in a divorce. So remember that each case is unique, and seeking legal advice is often essential to navigate the complexities of divorce and asset division. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.